Hare Krishna. Welcome to Hanging Out with Harinam. Yeah. We just came from Toowoomba. And now, we're in the Sunshine Coast. And it's great to be back here. We enjoyed it for a couple of hours. And ordered some more books. And we got some new big giant 100 liter tub. Where you can store all the books in there. And it creates more space in the van. Because the other day, we didn't have much space. And then I was driving in the morning and Cruz was still asleep. And then I braked really hard. And then I heard everything from the back just crash. And then I hear this big thud, and then Cruz is crying. How was that experience, Cruz?
It was a real shock, you know.
And it was really funny because just before it, I did that break, Cruz has this alarm of Prabhupada saying, "Get up, rascal, get up. Yeah. Don't waste your opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't sleep." So, because he ignored Prabhupada, then Prabhupada...
I didn't ignore him.
Yeah, he stayed asleep.
No, I was just...
You did, man.
I didn't have anything else to do.
You could have got up, because Prabhupada said so.
I could have sat in the front, maybe.
Yeah, look what happens. So now every time we drive somebody, it's not in the front. It's not in the back. Anyway. So we did the Harinam. We came here. And I just needed to refresh after the long drive. So I jumped into the ocean. It felt great to be back in the ocean again. Because in Toowoomba, inland, there's no lakes or anything. That was it. We were missing the ocean and water, right?
No, I'm not missing water because... Every time I go in the water, Runa tries to kill me. But anyway, I don't miss the water.
Anyway, so I went in and felt refreshed, and we just wanted to go straight on Harinam. But I was so tired from the drive. I wasn't so into trying to make people chant or give books out. We have books with us, but. And then Cruz was just cleaning up with book distribution, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go through your photos.
Yeah.
You met this young couple here?
Yeah, first couple I met. They were sitting down having a picnic. And family with a young baby.
Dude, this baby looked like maybe only 1 month old or something.
Yeah.
And the baby started getting into the kirtan. That's why the parents were so into it. Mm. And then they had this beautiful sunset. And yeah, they're really into it. They got a book, huh?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And the next person was a guy who was just walking past with his girlfriend. And they look kind of just chilled, relaxed, you know, just travelers.
You know?
You know that
look. You know?
You know that look?
They look like hippies, man.
Yeah.
Surfy hippies.
Yeah.
And that's what they look like.
Yeah, with a beard, long hair. Looks like Hamish, you know, like Hamish and Andy. If you know that show. He looks like Hamish, anyway. Anyway, so yeah, I gave him a Ishapanishad. I was like, yeah, man, this is cool, man. This is cool book, man. It looks totally spiritual, and yeah, I'll definitely give it a read. And I was like, yeah, can you give a donation? He's like, ah, man, bro, I'm totally out of cash, bro. I'm I only got card. But I'll run to the car and see what I got. And
he's American?
Oh, sorry. I didn't speak Australian. Anyway.
What do you mean? You grew up here.
Yeah.
No worries. Oh, yeah, I'll run to the car, see what I got.
Oh, yeah, more like that. Instead of like that. Well, yeah, I'll run to the car and see what I got. Yeah, and then he came back with a, I think it was a $5 note, or fiver.
Yeah.
And then, so he got a book, it was real nice, and he said farewell.
So you spoke to this fan for ages.
Yeah.
And the bitch, why?
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying to them?
They were asking, Why Hare Krishna specifically? What was it? You asking this question. Why Hare Krishna specifically? It's kind of like a religious practice, if you ask me.
So why you became a Hare Krishna?
Basically.
Yeah. So what did you say to them?
Yeah, I told them that I've always been religious minded, I guess. Raised in a Catholic family. And I told them there's this verse from New Testament, and it's saying, "Be thou sober-minded, for your adversary, the devil, is lurking to come to devour you."
Can you say it in a more like evangelical way?
Be thou sober-minded. No, I can't.
Be thou sober-minded.
Be thou sober-minded, for your adversary, the lion, is coming to devour you. Yeah, that was terrible.
That sounds pretty. Anyway, so what does that mean?
Yeah, so
I can't hold that.
Basically, in the Christian theology, they take it to mean that one should refrain from becoming drunk. You see. But I guess when you compare it to other religious traditions, then you can see it to mean.
Well, you drank as a Catholic. You drank alcohol when you're Catholic.
Yeah, I did.
So what does it mean to actually be drunk in this verse?
No, it means to refrain from alcohol indefinitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't follow that?
But I didn't follow because I didn't understand that at the time.
Okay. So then what's that got to do with you being a Hare Krishna?
So when I started reading the books, then it made more sense to me, you know? It made more sense when I read Science of Self-Realization, Bhagavad Gita. That verse became more clear to me. Yeah, and so I was explaining that to them, you know, that we don't take intoxicants, you know, we don't eat meat, we try to be free from karmic effects, you know, that we have within this material world that keep us bound to a cycle of birth and death. And they seem to appreciate it. And I told them that actually, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, people think we're just like sentimentalists, and we have no foundational philosophy to back up what we're doing. You know, and people just think we're crazy monks dressed up in bed sheets.
Yeah.
I told them actually, I found our philosophy is very deep and esoteric.
Well, the thing is, the monks in bed sheets are not going out at all.
Yeah.
So there's not even sentiment.
Right. And I also told them that my uncle was a theologian, and I used to study scriptures and write essays for a local religious committee in South Australia, and that had a profound influence on me. And so that definitely made me want to try out, I guess, experience what the Hare Krishna lifestyle was like after reading the books. So I guess that's how I became a Hare Krishna. I explained that to them, and they really appreciated it.
That's nice.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
We only did like, we probably only walked like 300 meters.
Yeah, it was really short.
We went up and down 300 meters.
Yeah.
Because everyone goes in this area where the sunset, and there wasn't many people compared to like in the holidays, right?
Well, yeah, in the holidays it was much busier. But I think we distributed the same amount of books.
Yeah, there's still so many books right now. Like, I saw people in the hotels on their balconies looking and waving and dancing with us.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And then, yeah, because I was so tired, I couldn't, like, just, like, stop and do the book thing. It was just extra energy.
But then I saw this guy, he's like covered in tats and stuff. And then he held 10 bucks, gave it to me. And he goes, thank you so much for the music. And I go, well, I have to give you a book. Have you heard of Bhagavad Gita? He goes, yeah. And I showed him and he thinks I'm just showing him. And I go, this is for you. He's like, oh, thank you so much. And then I really expected that.
Yeah.
It was so cool, you know. And then there was a fish and chips shop. They all started dancing, took a video. And then one said, I love this so much. I love every time you guys, you just brighten our day up. And she took a book with her as well. We went through the restaurant and area. Inside the restaurant, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new governor and mob wouldn't like that one, huh?
Nah, they would. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu definitely would have loved that.
Yeah, yeah. So, we go anyway, we don't care. Like, even in Gatson, you know, we put up these videos of that guy, Andy. Mm-hmm. And the photos of Andy.
In the pub.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember doing that. It was like a corner pub in a country town. And I just went straight in there and they didn't expect anything. But they were really nice. They were just like, oh, that's nice, you know. Mm-hmm. And this guy, Andy, straight away just gives me money. I give him a book. And then the bartender, she goes, there's another part of the bar. And there's people there. You go and chant for them as well. So we went over there, and then we were speaking to some people, and then we kept chanting. And then Andy, he left all his friends, he came to us, and gave more money, and then he started speaking to crews, yeah? He started putting the books on the pool table. What was he saying to you?
He was saying, yeah, please show me your books. I've read one of your books before, and I really agree with your philosophy. That these is like real religious principles that your these books are explaining. These ones are these books are the ones that really resonate with me more than the other religious scriptures. But I can't follow them, he said. This is so hard, you know. I still eat meat and I still drink. I can't follow, you know. But I really agree with these principles. And so I showed them the books. I put them out on the pool table. And I explained each one. I was saying, you know, Bhagavad Gita, I mean, Song of God, you know. So if you like our music, just imagine how nice God's music would be, you know. And then I explained to them about Srimad Bhagavatam, how it's the cultural presentation for the real spiritualization of entire human society. And Krishna book is all pastimes of Krishna. Yeah, and he was loving everything of it, you know. All the, like, just loves me preaching about each of the books. And and he took a Science of Self-Realization and a Chant to Be Happy. And then he asked us, can you chant the Hare Krishna mantra? And we were like, we're already chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. What do you mean? And he's like, you know the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah, that was far out, because I didn't actually understand, like, what the conversation was about. I just saw him, he was just really submissive, and like it seemed like just a lost devotee.
Yeah.
You know, just like he really wanted to be a devotee and couldn't do it. And then they somehow just Krishna puts the Maha Mantra and Prabhupada's books back into his life again.
Yeah.
You know, and he says, please come. Like, he wanted to find where the temple is. He wanted association really badly. And when we did that Prabhupada tune, he was there. He wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't like, oh, can you do it for 5 minutes? He was just like, as long as you hear, I'm going to chant with you guys, you know. He was so sweet, actually. One of the sweetest people we met. Whoever thought of some old man and having a beer. He looked like the like full, you know, trademark Aussie country guy, you know. So it was pretty amazing, actually. Someone like that, that could be so interested in Krishna, you know. Yeah. It's really nice meeting people out here, I have to admit, you know. And especially that family at the end.
Yeah.
You know, it's like once Because I saw the kid run and start dancing.
Yeah.
And then the mom's filming. And they looked like a typical kind of Aussie family that probably don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Only until you start speaking, then they kind of, oh, yeah, you know, my son Travis likes a good chant. And yeah, when they say stuff like that, it's like, oh, they're into kirtan.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you're talking about how they went to a Hindu temple just to give the kids an experience. Even though they're the only Westerns there, they felt a bit left out. But, it was really nice meeting them. They liked the chanting and got books, and they're moving here. So we offered that, okay, we can do like a house program, do a little blessing, lots of kirtan in your home, and we cook a little prasad and read some Bhagavad Gita. And they were really open towards such a thing. And they look so Aussie, actually.
Really Aussie.
You know, even the husband, you know, he's like, his name's Scott. But, like, you know, they're all Jason, Scott, Jason.
Yeah.
Scott, Jason. I don't know. They're Aussie names. And then, they're into it. So it's really bizarre how Krishna just sends these people looking for this. We have to get out there. These people are looking for it.
They didn't look like they would be into it, you know?
Yeah.
I was even like, at first I saw them, I was like, oh man, do I approach these people? Or I just waste my time, you know? And then I saw the kid dancing, I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. You know, so you can't judge just by appearances. You really just have to, you know, if you have the opportunity, try to approach everyone.
And usually, but after the first sentence, you can understand if they're into it or not, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just have to somehow be out there, really, huh?
Yeah, I mean, actually, the first thing they said was the wife, Helen, she was like, oh my god, you guys are amazing, I love your music. You know, thank you for being out here, you're really bringing out good energy, you know? And I was like, whoa, I was not expecting to hear that from her.
Yeah. And like, I remember seeing you just wrote a book, like, there was this couple. Like, the guy's got tats and everything, and it's like full drive. And the wife's like a real Sheila, you know?
Yeah,
in the back, the blonde day and everything. Yeah. What did they say to you?
I just hit him straight.
You got a photo, right, as well, right?
Show us straight photo? Preaching, you know?
What did you say to him?
I just said, yeah, this is a book on ancient wisdom from India. On all the yoga and meditation practices, and all the great yogis read this book, and they're like, okay, and I said, yeah, just give a donation.
More like, yeah, all right. Wow, that's Aussie. Like, I wish he got his arm with his tats and stuff.
Oh yeah,
that would have been pretty cool. But yeah, that's pretty. I remember seeing him go, oh man, so Aussie, you know?
Yeah.
And like sometimes you think it's like Bhagavad Gita is like so scholarly and stuff. How are these people gonna understand? But you know, it's Prabhupada. Prabhupada will make everything possible.
No, the guy he's genuine, man.
Yeah.
Like I can tell, you know, like.
Well, he
externally he doesn't look like.
Yeah,
but
he didn't blink an eye actually.
Yeah.
And actually, when I was walking, you didn't get to see. When you're talking to them, there was this big guy. When he walked past me first, then he was just like, he showed pranams.
Oh.
Yeah, big Aussie guy.
Yeah.
And he said, namaste.
Yeah.
And then he walked past again, but you're speaking to these guys. So maybe we'll see him again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's far out. Whoever thought so many people take books will be interested. So. Anyway, we had a great time in Kalondra, and we'll keep you updated on some more nectar from the streets.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Kurus.
Hare Krishna.